Hello and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dan Jeffies.
Baxter.
Archibald Meat Pants.
All right. Man.
Filling in for Matt Man.
So, we're just going to kind of jump all over the place for this one tonight just because I didn't feel like putting it in any particular order.
And we can.
Yeah. So starting off the night, we've got John Berthenol's Punisher might get an R-rated movie. Which, please,
ooh, please,
please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please. I don't even care if it's a Disney Plus. I'll get Disney Plus just to watch that.
I think we'll have Disney Plus in this household.
I mean, technically, I already do because I pre-ordered it. Because
I have no idea what you're talking
really
about.
Really like sucking Disney's cock.
So I love
that. He loves that mouse cock.
All Verizon customers get a year of Disney Plus.
Maybe you
should. Anyways.
Maybe I should have heard about that before I bought a month!
Now you get a month and a year.
A month and a year.
Hey. So anyways, that's really just a rumor. There's not much in the article other than just them saying how much they want it. Because I've already read through this one.
I mean, still.
While I have not seen the Netflix Punisher series... I would, much as far as Punisher movies go, needs to be R.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Deadpool.
I mean, if Disney doesn't know, we love R.
And I think like Wolverine movies should also be R-rated.
But honestly, if you don't watch any of the other Netflix original series for Marvel, watch the Punisher one.
I know it's not Marvel, but I also think DC should do an R-rated Batman. They need to do an actual Dark Knight. Bloody, dark, gruesome, dark fucking dark.
Yeah.
But let's go with you Thomas Wayne then.
Bruce Wayne. Just hardcore.
Okay, we've got enough of Bruce Wayne though. We need something different. And not even Thomas Wayne. Get the fuck out of the Wayne family for a little bit. There's
Nightwing, Robin Hood.
It's not Azrael, is it? Was it Azrael?
He was the one that dressed up as Batman after Bane broke his back.
And he was a lot more gruesome than Bruce was. Yeah. So yeah, do an Azrael Batman movie. I'll watch the shit out of that. Or Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond movie. I'm going to keep coming back to this every time we talk about it.
Yeah, actually, I was just thinking that when we're trying to figure out who it was you were thinking of.
It'd be a new take on Terry McGinnis. It wouldn't be a carbon copy of the animated movie.
Mm-hmm. And so plus, it's brimmy in that time.
And anyway, so... Yeah.
So in the future, things are a lot worse there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. Seriously, though, if you haven't watched any of the Marvel Netflix originals, watch the Punisher one. That is the least regrettable one on there. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I love it.
And you're going to say that about your Daredevil?
Oh, yeah. Daredevil is shit compared to Punisher. Anyways, so Nicolas Cage is in nerdy news, but not for...
Uh-oh. What?
Not for superheroes or anything like that.
What?
Sorry, these websites are taking a while to load in. Nicolas Cage to his own Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Really?
Well, esque movie. It's not really going to be Five Nights at Freddy's. It's its own thing.
Alright, well, I mean, I guess we don't.
It's called Wally's Wonderland. Also, why does Nicolas Cage look like he's trying to do a...
I didn't realize that was Nicolas Cage. Until...
A Grizzly Adams movie.
I mean, hey.
He's trying to stay up with trends.
If he really wants to be part of...
Anyways. So it looks like forced to spend the night in Twisted Amusement Park where he is pulled into a living nightmare. Animatronic characters come to life and he has to fight his way from one monster to another to survive until morning and get out of the park.
Five Nights
at
Freddy's.
Yeah. It's basically Five Nights at Freddy's meets Disneyland.
But, okay.
Wally's Wonderworld. Or Wonderland. But yeah, no, I mean, that's...
I'm down. I'll give it a shot.
I'm just, you know, my faith in Nicolas Cage, knowing what he's doing...
Yeah. He's kind of a stiff guy.
Yeah.
you know.
Moving on from that, and this is going to be great news for someone here.
Oh!
So there's a fan theory that the Avengers Endgame rat appeared previously in the MCU.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Basically, the theory is that that rat that saved Scott Lang is also the rat that chased him in the original Ant-Man movie.
It's entirely possible.
It's so possible.
He probably watched his mom.
So what?
And his brother.
So what? The rat the rat felt bad for chasing him. Now he's like, I have to redeem myself.
He's a rat.
I have to save him.
The rat is the all-knowing being that knew they had to come back only in that way.
So anyway.
He chased him in that
way. And Doctor Strange fucking saw it.
DC over here sent that to me.
I did.
And,
I did.
Moving on.
Yeah. You're welcome, Batman.
Will Smith is reportedly being eyed for a role in the Marvel reboot of Fantastic Four.
So basically, it's Ant-Man's reason why everybody gets saved anyways.
Mm. Anyway.
Accidentally.
Moving on from the rat. Will Smith reportedly being eyed to star in Fantastic Four reboot.
And
what? Which...
Okay, who would he be playing?
The Doorman.
With Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen. To be on wish lists
for the thing. So who were they?
Will Smith is one actor that they're interested in.
Oh, they may cast him as Mr. Fantastic. Yeah, casting Will Smith as Deadshot in the Suicide Squad movie worked out well for them. I don't know.
Casting Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm was a smart idea for them to do in the last reboot. Why would you do this? Just there's plenty of characters of color in the comics. Plenty. And you know what? At this point, I'll give you the Nick Fury thing. I'll give you that. If they'll stop doing this bullshit. Okay? Because, I mean, really, fans have already found perfect castings for the characters, basically.
Yeah.
Especially with Krasinski.
Hey, it's not even going to be the Invisible Woman. It's going to be the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Will Smith.
With John Krasinski, fans really want him to be Mr. Fantastic, and I feel like that'd be a perfect choice. Emily Blunt, his real-life wife. I can see it happening. But Will Smith can fuck right off. Oh, John Cena was also being eyed for...
The Thing.
The Thing, but given that he's... currently working with DC. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's not. And then I want to say... Zac Efron, which honestly, seeing some of his roles after his High School Musical bullshit, he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'll give it to him. I'm down for that.
He was good in Neighbors.
Yeah. He played a real good douche, so...
He can play Johnny Storm.
He can make a great Johnny.
Alright, sorry.
But, yeah, no, I mean, just no.
I'm just saying, he can be like, I'm so into myself, I'm hot as shit. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, look,
that's what I'm talking about. Like, fans know who they want casted for these characters.
Mm-hmm. It's
and
just they're not
good at casting
listening.
For Marvel, but Marvel's not wanting to take it.
They're not wanting to listen.
Maybe they should cast as Dr. Doom.
Yeah. Anyways.
Ain't never had a villain like me.
Moving on from that, with it. Ant-Man 3 has been officially announced. It's officially, it was already announced, but it's officially underway. Mm-hmm. And it's eyeing a 2022 release date.
Early, mid, late, they don't know.
I would love to tell you if ads would stop popping up everywhere.
Only there was something called like an ad blocker you could install.
Yeah, right?
Just saying.
Yeah, except for this is a Chromebook and it doesn't want to. Doesn't say. Well, hold on. Ant-Man sequel will open on the latter of the two dates Marvel already has booked for that calendar. So looking like July 29th of 2022. Ugh.
Yep.
So about mid-year.
Yeah.
But Black Panther 2 will be opening on May 6th. So
2022.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse will be out on May 7th.
21.
Thor Love and Thunder will be
November 5th
of 21.
So, yeah. I'm assuming we still got what? Eternals and Black Widow coming next year.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, we're looking for a lot of good Marvel movies coming still. Ooh. And Lull of Silence. So the page
loaded. We're getting to it, guys. I promise.
And we're still...
getting rid of ads.
Anyway, Lucifer Season 5. They haven't said when it's going to drop yet, but they're going to drop 8 episodes first, and then they're going to take a break and then drop the remaining 8 for the next season.
Ah, you dirty bastards.
Last...
So,
but there was a reason they table read.
So on the one hand, you know, not going to finish off Lucifer too soon. But on the other hand, it's still going to suck waiting for the remaining episodes to finish Lucifer off.
I would say
still going to be finishing Lucifer off.
Okay, so it looks like the Lucifer table read had a bunch of bunch of people in costumes because it was on Halloween.
And Lucifer is just in Lucifer.
Lucifer is just Lucifer. It looks like all the actors are just themselves, really.
Yeah. Well, like, some are
just
some
their of characters, them. Anyways.
Chloe is like.
Chloe looks like she got drunk.
Yeah, and has a superhero mask on.
Yeah.
They look like sunglasses to me.
Unabomber. As a woman.
Oh, really? Sunglasses.
Oh, from. The glare from this side looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she just looks like she has a really bad hangover.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so. There's all kinds of costumes. Ghostbusters, aliens.
Rock.
A hairband. And I mean like. Like a rock and roll hairband, not a hairband. A cat. And yeah, no, I can't really tell you what some of these
are. No trailer stuff.
Anyways, yeah, no, it's a bunch of costumes. That's all you really need to know. I mean, if you want to see what it looks like, at @Chris_Rafferty.
We're missing somebody. I don't see anything.
That's on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter, anyways.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't see me.
She might be the... I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyways, just want to take a picture.
Aw, yeah.
Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse sequel sets Spring 22 release date.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, is it really a date?
Okay, April 20th?
There is a date. Like, now, is there really a date, or is that just a time frame?
Yeah, the sequel of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse will hit theaters April 8th, 2022. Wow, that is literally all they're
going to tell us. That's all they're going to tell us.
In addition to the Spider-Verse sequel, Sony has moved back Vivo, an animated musical featuring songs from Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay.
No idea, you know, what that has to do with Spider-Verse, but okay.
Yeah.
I guess because it's Sony. Also, Tom Holland is being eyed for Disney's Atlantis, the Lost Empire remake.
Yes, I'd be okay
with that. I'd be okay with the Milo.
Except I thought you the didn't lead, care for Disney redoing their animated Milo? Movies live action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care totally for it, but they're going to do it. I'm going to call them to cast people. Appropriately.
That he likes.
Oh,
we like. I know.
You're all fired.
I know. I'm the one who sent you this.
I know.
Bye.
Anyways.
I'll be in my room.
But no, it's like, I mean... I'm not against them remaking. I might prefer if they tried to go on the new shit, but
I'm still I mean, it's...
The only one that I really want to see is a live-action Hercules that's actually a Disney version, not the... Like, I'm fine with the actual mythology version, but I want to see, like, a Hercules, Disney...
Yeah, that was... I loved that movie. Hades was my favorite character.
Hell!
I think the actor of Hades is my favorite character.
James Woods?
Yes!
Yeah. Anyways,
Well, except for some of his political beliefs. I like him.
Yeah, it's whatever.
They need... What they need to do, they need to hurry up and make the Hercules live-action reboot so they can get Danny Vito to play Phil. Again. And then Chris Pratt could be, Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
All muscled up. And then, who's that one kid from Gotham?
I don't know.
Cameron. Morgan, something like that?
I don't know.
It's also the kid from Shameless, you know. From that. But anyways.
I don't watch Shameless.
Shameless is the shit.
Oh, it was you that watched Shameless.
Yeah.
I can't tell anymore who watches stuff.
Shame.
Have you watched Punisher yet?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
No.
Season 1.
Okay. Never mind. Anyways. So yeah. We're going to take a brief intermission. You want to hit them? There we go. All right, and we're back.
Welcome.
So, I mean, that was all interesting. Things that we talked about. Where should we start? Guess with Punisher. Go back to that conversation.
Seeing
not even just R-rated Punisher, but just characters in general that really need an R rating to make it good.
Let's see.
Yeah, because anything less, you know, kind of waters down the, you know, the character and
extremely.
Most certainly, it's just, especially if it's a violent character.
Yeah, like I said,
I feel like rated R Hulk.
That could be interesting. I mean.
It would be,
maybe. It'd be a soft R, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the Hulk doesn't really need to be R-rated.
There's not too many...
You know, it depends on how, I guess, gory you want to make it.
Yeah.
Or violent. Wolverine.
Chewed him in half.
But, I mean...
Well, Wolverine cut him from the inside. Well, I mean,
it could be. Like, it could be R-rated, but it doesn't, like... Hulk's a character that doesn't have to be R-rated.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, the Black Widow movie's not going to be R-rated, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I feel like that's a character that should have been made an R-rated movie.
War Machine?
I mean...
No.
Well, maybe. Depending on...
Black Panther.
Hmm? Again, I feel like it's a character that still could work without it being R-rated. Like, it already has. Like,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely.
So...
But I can also see it being a good R-rated
movie. Oh, yeah. I can see it being a great R-rated movie, but
is it being made R-rated for the sake of making it R-rated? Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
See, like Deadpool, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, that's, you know, they're making it R-rated just to make it R-rated.
What about
the
Blade?
The character Blade should be R-rated.
Blade,
movies.
Yes.
Like, weren't all of his movies R-rated? Or
I'm pretty sure.
No.
I think
or just one.
PG-13.
I want to say at least one of them was R-rated.
I think.
I want to say it was either the first one or the last one.
Was the last one?
I think it was actually the first one that was R-rated because all the blood.
Yeah.
Then after that, they...
After that, they toned
it down. Yeah, no. Because,
I mean,
the
first one had, like, that shower of blood.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I think that one, they had to make it R-rated if they wanted to keep that in there. But after that, I don't think they had any moments that were too graphic.
It's like the RoboCop movies. The first one, the very first one was R-rated, which worked.
Yeah.
Just based on the fact, you know, this just being a dystopian future. And, well, shit, you know, the director's cut was even bloodier than the fucking theatrical cut.
Yeah.
Like, but then they made, I can't remember if this, RoboCop 2 was R or PG-13. Third one was definitely PG-13.
Now,
and then the remake was also, I think, PG-13. Like,
now, Venom didn't have to be R-rated because it turned out just fine without it being R-rated. Yeah. So it didn't have to be. Carnage, on the other hand, I feel like, I don't know how they're going to tone that down enough to where they're not just ruining the character.
You can't.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
They're going to have
Cletus,
to let loose.
You know, he's a friggin' serial killer.
Literally a serial killer with a...
Lunatic serial killer with a symbiote.
That's killing.
That's going to be extra violence, so the violence factor is going to go way the hell up.
So I just don't know how they're going to do it without making it
an basically, R-rated. They're probably going to have them kill everybody off screen. I want to see
at least 12 heads getting eaten in that movie. At least.
Yeah. They won't see it. It'll be off screen.
It's like I'm picking them up, chew it off like a freaking...
We're going to know.
It's just going to be implied. Like, we'll
not
going to
see no murders.
They'll pan away and we'll see the shadow on the wall.
And I mean...
No.
Be stupid.
Yeah, I'm just... Like, the more I think about this Carnage movie that's coming out, the more I'm starting to dread the idea of it, just because
I mean, like,
Sony's not going to be willing to do the
R-rated.
Are they
actually doing a Carnage solo movie? Or introducing... Because
it's going to be a Venom sequel, Venom. But...
Yeah.
But...
I'd like to
I
see
feel like it's going to be like...
Him.
I mean, they'll probably do something after... See how the Venom Carnage movie do, and then maybe...
Either way, Carnage is a very
gory,
disturbed
character.
He likes to kill stuff.
So, I mean,
he loves it.
He likes to scream, die, 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 okay?
Hey, you know, taunt.
Well, Venom likes to eat brains.
Taunt other characters with yarls of blood.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
make him a zombie.
He has.
Eat brains.
Yeah.
I don't know how many bodies Carnage has. Mutilated, or
so. I mean, I just don't see how they're gonna introduce a character without making an R rating,
mm-hmm.
without taking away from the character.
I mean, if they do something after like an unrated,
yeah. Although also when it comes to R rated movies, like with Punisher, there's such a thing as being over the top about it and not taking it seriously enough.
Yeah,
like Warzone.
Yeah. Well, that, I think, with Warzone, I think, you know, one, I did not like the freaking outfit they had the Punisher wearing with that high collar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I mean, it kind of makes sense that he'd want to have it up to protect, you know, his neck and stuff, but at the same time,
what?
It looks kind of stupid, and he just didn't look like he should have, you know, he had the mobility he should have had.
Right.
Like, it seemed
and
like...
And then, oh my God, the makeup that they did for Jigsaw.
No. Yeah.
That... To me, screamed prosthetic.
Yeah.
Like, really? It's like you're not even trying.
Now, I'll tell you this much. Like, if you do end up watching the Netflix original Punisher, it's not exactly like Jigsaw. It's more toned down. Like, a lot toned down. He's just got a pretty scarred up face. But he still, like, looks like the same character he did before.
But does it look like he's wearing, like, rubber pieces
no,
on his face?
No, it just looks like he's got a lot of scars on his face, so that's about it.
Okay.
But it just looks like the same character.
Yeah,
with,
the Warzone movie version, it looked like he was wearing, like, a rubber mask.
But it's like, it's not like it is in the comics where his face is literally disformed from it. It's like, yeah,
then
you kind
of
fucked up a little bit.
You know, some of the stuff I've seen in the comics with Jigsaw in them, his appearance varies from artist to artist.
It's true. But I still think it's worth it, like, to watch the series. Like, I it broke my heart whenever the series ended, because it was just like, this has just been the best. This is literally the best one they've done so far. And it only got 2 seasons, and, I mean, it ends on a high note with, because, like, the series begins with him destroying the Punisher logo. Like, he's already been the Punisher for a while, but he's thought he's avenged his family and all that, so he's giving it up now and trying to start a new life. Things get ruined and he finds out that no, he didn't avenge his family, and now other things happen that makes him need to become the Punisher again, but he doesn't have the skull for almost the entire first season. I want to say it's like maybe halfway through the season.
Yeah.
That he gets the skull back, so it's like there's a build up to it, but it's great because when he finally puts on the skull, it's like, and he gets the battle van in, and it's great. And then by the end of season 2, he's realized, like, even if he has avenged his family, the Punisher's still needed. So, like, it ends the series with him going into a, like, weapons deal and just unloading on them with the black trench coat and the Punisher skull and just... two fully automatic fucking weapons in his hands, just annihilates them. It's just like
pure perfect. Punisher.
So I mean, like to see him in an R-rated movie.
There's yes. gonna be so.
Be able to see a whole lot of bull.
And it's and like
it's gonna be the same actor, right?
Yeah. Well, if they do it, if the rumors are true, then yeah.
Well, yeah, I think they're rumoring to be using the Charlie What's-His-Face guy to play Daredevil.
Yeah, the
Daredevil in an MCU movie.
Oh, yeah, okay. They're rumoring to bring the actors from the Netflix originals over to the MCU for the most part. Like,
give them their own movies?
Basically, like...
Or appearances
and stuff. Like, Jessica Jones is reportedly still going to play by the same actress.
Which is perfect, especially if people have already watched him. They won't have to do, like, half of a movie intro into their fucking superhero. Yeah.
Apparently, there's a rumor that in a Spider-Man movie, the guy who...
Charlie Cox.
Yeah, it's supposed to be his lawyer.
Oh, Matt Murdock.
Yeah, Matt
Murdock. I think the only one from the Netflix originals that didn't get, hasn't had a rumor about returning Luke to the Cage. Role is, yeah, or no, Luke Cage has also been rumored.
Iron Fist?
Iron Fist is the one that really? Has been. I can't remember what his name is. Finn Jones. Yeah. There's been nothing about whether or not if they're going to use him again.
Well, I heard that's Iron Fist wasn't very good.
I mean, it kind of depends what you're looking for. Because it's a much more slow pace and it doesn't focus on his... superhero side, it focuses more on him returning to his old life after being away for so long. For me personally, it was kind of weird because I normally don't like slow paced things, but it worked for that.
It did.
So like I personally enjoyed it, especially since there was like a sudden shift at it whenever he finally did start doing his Iron Fist stuff. It was like episode would be going slow, and then suddenly, bam!
So you got no problem slogging through that, but you can't slog through Captain Marvel. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, but... Yeah, so far he's the only one that I haven't heard any rumors about whether or not anything's going to happen with that.
Yeah, what sucks about that is I got to, like, episode 3, and then all that shit got ripped off. I was like, jerks.
I mean, they all got an ending. So it's like they all got their ending episodes.
Yeah.
But again, like if you're not gonna watch any of the others, the only one that I would say definitely watch and is definitely worth it, Punisher.
For sure.
Out of all of them, that's the one to watch.
For sure.
But outside of that, let's see what else did we have to talk about tonight.
Lucifer table read.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting.
And the only important part of that article is just the fact that they're splitting the season in two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get that, like... I mean, I guess I kind of get, like, they get half the season done, they can put that up, and then continue working on the other half of the season, and then put it up later.
Well, or they just don't want to end it too soon.
They don't want you sitting and watching every single...
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, 16 hours all right there.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
I mean,
yeah, binging all 8 when they come out, and then the first 8, and then when the second 8 drops.
So basically, because most Netflix Netflix-owned properties are about that length of a season anyway, so basically we're getting 2 seasons of Lucifer.
Yeah.
Just... continuing over from the last
one. Well, it was originally going to be 10, just like season 4 was.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically just that, so.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just...
We're basically getting 2 seasons of Lucifer instead of 1.
But
they're just saying it's 1. We're getting 2 Netflix seasons, anyways. Yeah.
Season 5.1 and season 5.2.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, buddy.
Other... nerdy news within that realm, only really 2 of us really would pay attention to it, mostly. With the end of Supernatural, I mean...
I'm dead.
With the end of Supernatural, there's been a... upsetting update? not really. One of the main actors got arrested.
Jared Padalecki?
Yeah. A
couple...
Sam?
...nights ago. Because he got into a fight with his buddy at the bar... Allegedly, he had punched the bartender Although, then again, the rumor has also gotten changed to he punched the manager.
I heard it was the bartender and the owner, and then waved a big old wad of cash when the cops showed up.
And he also put his buddy in a chokehold, which there is video footage of him doing that.
Yeah, chokehold, yeah.
Although, really, it wasn't even really a chokehold, because, like...
He was drunk.
And was it malicious, or was it just them horsing around?
I mean, when he pulled back, like, in the video anyways, it looks like he's just kind of horsing around, but... It looks like context. He thinks he's horsing around, almost. Like, he's not taking it seriously. I just think he was just too drunk. And then cops show up. He's definitely wasted. You can tell whenever they're trying to talk to him. He's just kind of, like, leaning all the way back on the vehicle. And then, like, pulls cash out of his front pocket and just kind of holds it. And it's just like, yeah, he's wasted.
Fuck up.
But so far, he hasn't really said anything about any of that since he got released. But it's interesting nonetheless. Outside of that, the other actor, Jensen Ackles, is apparently releasing a musical album, which I've heard his singing before. It's really damn good. So
it is good. I can't wait.
So I'm down for that.
Oh, did you say? I can't remember where I saw it. Somebody fan casted Jensen Ackles as Batman. So much so they went so far as in photoshopping a Batman mask on Jensen Ackles.
But it's a bit of a humorous thing for Supernatural fans because in one of the episodes there was a reference because they were dealing this whole Lucky Rabbit's foot thing. To where everything they did perfectly.
Yeah.
And, like, he does this whole badass thing with his gun and butter knife and stuff. And by the end of it, he's standing there, he's like, I'm Batman. It's just, like, this whole thing with Supernatural fans. So it's like, and then Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays his dad in Supernatural, also played Thomas Wayne. So, like, he goes and comments, and I play his dad. This is perfect. So it's just like, I can see it happening.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, so in that video, like,
okay, I mean, he's definitely. I can't, it, to me, I mean, I don't know if I just needed my reading glasses on, but I couldn't tell what he pulled out of his front pocket. For all I know, it could have been his phone.
Well, yeah, I'm just going off of what they enough, said in the articles.
Wasn't close enough that I could see that it was cash.
Yeah. But in all the articles, it's saying that he flashed cash and apparently comments from the officers and stuff say that he flashed cash, so we're just going with that.
Yes, he flashed cash.
Yep. But anyways,
well, I guess it's better to flash an ass.
But anyways, going back to the Jensen Ackles, and this is Jensen Ackles as Batman in the Arrowverse, not just like Jensen Ackles playing Batman in like a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be okay with it, honestly. Because, like, the only Batman we know for sure we're getting in the Arrowverse is an old man, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm saying old man because we're getting...
Because that's what that's what they said he's going to be, is, basically old man Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jensen Ackles could pop in as a younger version of Bruce Wayne. Okay. Especially since within the Arrowverse there's... whole situation where after we introduced Batwoman to the series, her cousin Bruce had just left Gotham.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Yeah. When Batwoman.
Their cousins?
Kate Kane and Bruce Wayne.
They're cousins?
Yeah.
Since when?
Hold on, we're going to pause real quick. Anyways, now that we got that all dealt with and talked over. Anyway, so yeah. With Bruce Wayne, the modern day Bruce Wayne, vanishing. Nobody really knowing where he went or what he's doing. There's a reason. There's a good enough opening for someone to be the character. And I'd be okay with that, especially with his role as Dean Winchester ending in Supernatural.
Yeah,
he's gonna need a new role to take on anyways.
I am okay with that. With him being Batman.
I can see that working.
Yeah. Although, I mean, this is just my own fanboying. If I really wanted to see Jensen Ackles play anyone in DC, it'd be Red Hood.
Yes. No, why not? He did the voice for
Red Hood. Then he was Red Hood for Halloween. Red Hood.
All right.
Not this Halloween.
Not this Halloween, but have you seen his Halloween costume as Red Hood?
Yeah, I do believe I did.
Like, dude, like, went all out full perfection on the
suit. There was one where there was a fan made where he was Red Hood and, so bad with names.
And, Jared Padalecki was Nightwing. That one I'm not as into just because it's just trying to keep those two actors together, which they're great together, but they don't have to do all their roles together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so.
Now the cracked out cat's going after your coat.
Yep. It's just, you know.
The hairy over there.
It's jacket murderer.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on from that, I think.
Can bring out all right, the one topic that we don't talk about.
No, we're done with that now. I brought it up for that little joke that you wanted to have in there, and it's over now. Okay. Anyways,
remember I said I wouldn't bring up the rat, and we wouldn't talk about the time travel and consistency shenanigans from Endgame.
Or the MCU's timeline at all, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, neither of you did. I did.
Yeah. Anyways. We're behaving.
Yeah.
No one said Connor need to. I mean, DC.
Anyways, I think... Yeah, I think
we're just about... Well, you know what, DC, you need to quit making shitty movies. Or at least shitty live-action ones.
See, I told you it's all your fault.
Pay me more.
The animated movies are top-notch.
Yeah.
And your latest movies haven't been the worst.
Stop taking my actor, Disney.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I think we're done now. I think it's time to wrap up this podcast. Anyone's going to listen, but, you know.
Have a good night.
For the last 2 weeks, there's only been one listener, which I'm pretty sure is his downloading. So.
Yeah.
All right. Night.
Bye.